From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Kremlin is denouncing as baseless and amateurish U.S. intelligence claims it meddled in the U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump win a four-year term in the White House. Moscow's response to the U.S. report came a day after President Obama said in an interview with ABC News that he ordered the intelligence assessment to make sure that we understand this is something that Putin has been doing for quite some time in Europe, initially in the former satellite states where there were a lot of Russian speakers, but increasingly in Western democracies. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell is telling Democrats to grow up and not put up any roadblocks to confirmation hearings for President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks. At least seven Trump cabinet nominees are expected to appear before Senate committees this week. Some of Trump's cabinet choices are billionaires with vast financial holdings, and some Democrats say they have not been fully vetted. Secretary of State John Kerry, in one of his final speeches, spoke Monday at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology on the subject of climate change, innovation, and the global transition to a clean energy future. As VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington, Kerry opened his remarks by citing the overwhelming evidence that climate change is in fact happening now.
Kerry said the last two decades were the hottest in history, with glaciers melting at unprecedented rates, sea levels rising, and storms increasing in intensity. But much of his speech focused on the economic opportunity that climate change presents. Kerry said more people are now employed by the U.S. renewable energy sector than by the oil and gas or coal industries. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea says it could test launch an intercontinental ballistic missile at any time and from any location of its choosing. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter spoke on NBC News about being prepared for North Korea missile attack. He says North Korea TV reported the hostile policy of the U.S. is to blame for pushing Pyongyang to develop an ICBM. A U.S. Navy ship fired three warning shots at Iranian boats near the Strait of Hormuz Sunday, according to U.S. defense officials. Reuters reports the four Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps vessels were approaching the USS Mahan at a high rate of speed when the U.S. Navy destroyer fired the shots. The incident occurred in the strait. The U.S. officials who spoke to Reuters and CNN said the Iranian boats did not respond to radio requests to slow down. The Navy destroyer, which had been escorting two other ships, also fired smoke flares, and a Navy helicopter dropped a smoke float. China said it opposes any contact between Taiwanese leaders and U.S. officials a day after Taiwan's president, Tsai Ing-wen, met with U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Cruz said China does not have the right to say with whom U.S. officials can meet. President-elect Donald Trump drew criticism from China when he spoke by phone with Tsai shortly after he was elected in November. Speaking to French media, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said his forces are on the road to victory following last month's capture of rebel-held Aleppo. He said he doesn't consider the retaking of Aleppo as a victory. He said that will be achieved when you get rid of all the terrorists.
We are ready to negotiate everything. When you talk about negotiation, regarding whether to end the conflict in Syria or talking about the future of Syria, anything, it's fully open. There's no limit for that negotiations. Who's going to be there from the other side, we don't know yet.
And Assad went on to say that it should be a Syrian opposition to discuss the Syrian issues. So the success of the conference depends on that point. It should be owned by the Syrian people, he said. President-elect Donald Trump was the source of jokes during Sunday night's Golden Globe Awards, but actress Meryl Streep, who received the Cecil B. DeMille Award for Lifetime Achievement, perhaps issued the most scathing remarks. She criticized the president-elect for mocking a disabled reporter. Trump's response to Streep was to describe her on Twitter Monday as one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood and a Hillary flunky. The president-elect also said for the 100th time he never mocked a disabled reporter, despite a video that has been repeatedly aired with him doing so.
That's the latest world news from VOA.